Simon, did you feel you deserved something out of that?
Yeah, I think so. I think when you look back over the course of the game, the least we deserve would be a point. I think nothing much in the game first half, probably a typical Derby match where you sort of you're fighting to gain possession of the ball, a lot of tackles and things bobbling around. We suffered the disappointment of conceding a strange goal. It's ricocheted around. I think it's gone in off Jordan Pickford in the end. So we're disappointed with that. We just felt that we had to just up the tempo a little bit second half. Obviously, suffered the disappointment of the second goal. No complaints. It was a penalty. But then we really responded really well. I think we had Blackburn camped in their own half for most of the game. And just when you wanted a little bit extra of quality, guile in there, with a cross or a pass, we just didn't have it really. The players that you expect sometimes to pick people out didn't do it when you needed them to, and that was disappointing. But we had a go, and yeah, we suffered a disappointment of a Derby defeat, but the players at least had a right go and can be pleased with how they've done apart from the result, obviously.
It was freakish, to say the least, the first goal. Always so crucial in a game like this as well.
Yeah, I think so, because it settles everybody down. But we did feel at half-time, if we up the tempo a little bit with and without the ball, we could cause them a few more problems. And we're a bit sloppy for the goal, that people weren't tight enough and give away the penalty. But from then on, as we said earlier, they were camped in their own half, and Garnes gets his first goal, which you expect to really lift us, which it did. The place got rocking, and the players were on the front foot, but ultimately we just couldn't find a way of getting that equaliser, which I think we deserved.
Joe's got his goal, but how tempted were you to drag him out of it after he got that yellow card?
No, not really. I said to him before the game, look, people will be looking at you as a target today. They know what you're about. You just got to make sure you play with your head as well as your heart. So I had no problems with keeping him on. We made a few substitutions, which we felt we needed to change the dynamism of the team, to change it around a little bit. Ultimately, them lads came on and contributed, because we got back into the game very quickly. Just little things that didn't probably happen for us that you'd like to have happened in to get your equaliser. Like lads, when they should have crossed it, decided to run with it and give it away, and vice versa. Sometimes crossed it when they should have maybe ran with it a little bit. And that's just sort of using your head a little bit in the heat of a Derby match.
And you had more than a decent shot for a penalty right late on.
Yeah, it's a possibility. People are saying in there that Ricci's gone in then, and he could have had a slight push in the back. So you're hoping that you get them sort of decisions, but yeah, it's not a blatant one. And look, you accept whatever decision the referee makes, to be fair.
And you're pushing for that equaliser, you're going forward gung-ho, and poor old Bailey gets caught. He had to go, didn't he?
Yeah, look, it was two yellow cards, very similar. Sort of, the lad's got the other side of him, and he's suffered the consequences of stopping them in free flow, so he'll take a two-match ban. But we did. We had him camped in there since the second goal went in. They were more or less camped in their own 18-yard box, reliant on trying to hit us on the counter-attack. So at 2-0, we didn't sort of bury our head in the sands and decide that, right, we'll just accept the defeat. We had a go for it. We kept on going. And on another day, we could have probably got something out of the game, which we probably deserved.
You're rightly proud of that defensive record in non-conceding for all that time, and all the ones you have conceded, you said, a freak and a penalty.
Yeah, a lot of these things happen. Somewhere down the line, somebody's going to score against us, because it's the Championship. It's a tough division. And overall, I thought we defended quite well again. We were tested. Jordan's a good player, but as you said, it's a freak goal and a penalty. So, again, we didn't really look like we were going to concede in open play against a strong front four that Blackburn have got in Marshall, Lawrence, Conway and Rhodes.
Greg Cunningham-Mulcahy seemed to be moving not very freely at the end.
Well, he was missing. He missed training on, I think it was Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday with a bit of a virus. So he only declared himself fit really after training session yesterday, this morning. So it was a bit of a gamble to play him, but he said that he was okay. He'll be just a little bit fatigued. Callum Woods suffered a little bit of a hamstring strain, which was a precaution why we took him off. So we'll see where we are with him for next week. But obviously it was a boost to have Tom Clark back as well. And as I said earlier, the boost of Joe getting his first goal as well.